Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The conversation around COVID just got a little bit weird when we saw a Dispatch Live article, COVID-19 infected lions prompt variant warning in South Africa. Is this hysteria? Is this something to be concerned about at all? Lions and pumas at the zoo in Pretoria got severe COVID-19 from an asymptomatic zoo handler, raising concerns that the new variant could emerge from animal reservoirs of the disease. That's according to studies carried out by local universities. We needed to get to the bottom of this and understand if this is something that we need to be concerned about. Professor Barry Shoub is chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am getting there. I am definitely feeling much better, so that is great, great on that side. Is this a real concern, or is this just something that's a very grabby news headline?
Yeah, I think it's the latter, quite honestly. I think it's a grabby news headline. I don't think it's really, epidemiologically, as we call it, too much of a problem. But it's not too surprising. You know, SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID, is an animal virus. It's what we call a zoonotic virus. It comes from animals. Its reservoirs in bats. And when it was introduced into humans in 2019, that's where it came from. So it's not too surprising that other animals would be also infected with SARS-CoV-2. Where there was a problem, I don't know if you remember, it got quite a lot of news publicity at the time, and this was the end of 2020, there was an outbreak in the mink farms.
Yes, in Europe, I remember that. And they were cutting them.
Yeah, I remember that. Because there really was a problem, because, you know, the, minks are farmed, the animals are in close contact with each other, usually indoors, they're genetically fairly homogeneous. And what happened there was an infection passed from humans to the minks, and it spread very rapidly in the minks. But what was important was that there was some infection going back again from the minks to humans. And what was really worrying at the time was that there was some mutations. There were some variations which occurred in those isolates. Denmark, which is the country which was the main mink producer, they then decided as a result of that to cull all their minks. In other words, 17 million animals were actually culled. And there are pictures, kind of grotesque pictures, of these piles of bodies of these animals. To make it even more macabre, they were buried, and the gas from the decomposing bodies lifted them out of the ground, and they popped up out of the ground.
Oh, my word, that's terrible. Yeah, that's what nightmares are made of, no question. Yeah. There's a movie going to be made about that, The Return of the Mists.
Yeah, but I think the important thing, though, in that situation, it did pose a theoretical problem that there may be a reservoir to generate new variants. But I think these odd cases, you know, there was also a few, I think maybe even a year ago, in the Bronx Zoo, a tiger was infected.
Yeah, I remember reading that. And then I see in Hong Kong as well, it's something to do with hamsters.
Yeah, well, yeah, now and again you get these reports of pets. You know, dogs have been infected. Cats certainly have been quite extensively infected because they are, I suppose, they got a more concentration of these specific receptor sites, these ACE2 receptor sites, which are universal in mammals, and therefore this virus can affect, I suppose, any mammal. It's not too surprising. I think where we have to be cautious is something like occurred in the mink farms, where you've got large numbers of animals, where the virus can spread quite rapidly and then potentially generate variants. But I think these odd cases of pets and zoo animals, don't really think it's a problem.
So this is more, as you say, this is more about a catchy headline. This isn't something that we need to be overly concerned about at this point.
No. I think human beings are a far greater.
Absolutely. Don't avoid, you don't need to avoid the zoo. You need to avoid close gatherings without masks. That's what you need to do. Professor Barry Shoub, thank you as always, chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19 vaccines, are talking to us about that very, very strange story.